Vamos lá, deixa-me. Nitzavim. Tavshin Pei Beis, Rosh Hashanah, Tavshin Pei Gimel, Abolin Letova. Standing before Hashem. Let's see. I think I felt like some of the things we're going to discuss resonate with me. Hopefully they'll resonate with other people as well. Pasuk says in the Parsha, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. Standing before Hashem Elokeichem, Rashechem, Shivtechem, Ziknechem, Veshotrechem, Kol Ish Yisrael. Tabchem, Neshechem, V'gercha Hashem, Bekerav Machanecha, Mechotev, Etzecha, Ad Shoev Memecha. So there's a full delineation of different strata in the amongst the Jewish people. Men, women, children, people of different levels of stature, positions of power, of leadership, etc. All different shapes and flavors. For what purpose? La'av rechob ebris Hashem lokecha va'olaso asher Hashem lokecha koreis imcha hayom. In order that we should enter into a bris, and this bris comes along with an Allah, an oath, or God forbid, requat, if there is a breaching of that oath, or the ramification of that. But they're all part of the bris, the part of the connection between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, a new level of connection. Every bris, as Ramban teaches us, is Miloshim Bri'as. It's like a new part of a new creation. The Hamikdavar, and we've discussed this in previous years, draws a parallel. Or he says the Psukim are actually speaking to the day of their entry into bris. But it also has bearing upon Rosh Hashanah. He says, "V'nei bi'arnu le'el," in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis, "Inyan mikra zeh ma'ashepir shakosu b'chol apratim, v'lo hispik ma'ashe omratem nitzavim hayom kulchem lefnei Hashem lo'keichem lo'avrecha b'ris." And this is why I mention all the different parts of Klal Yisrael. So here's a little snippet from that Hamikdavar earlier in Sefer Dvarim. "Ela b'shvil shel kol echad bris b'fnei atzmo." What a Kodesh Baruch Hu asks of one person is not necessarily what he asks of the next person. In other words, everybody stands, even though we are all entering as a community into the bris, but the manifestation or the, as it were, the parameters of the bris might vary from person to person. The expectations from one, given his nurture, his nature, his abilities, his cessation, etc., etc., is not the same as that's going to be requested or expected of someone else. Not only is it, this is a wise suggestion, that one not try to bite off more or less than one is capable of chewing, but it actually might be usher, he says, because that's not your job description. That's coming to teach us that not all people, in this sense, have the same responsibility. They have a responsibility that's relevant and shayach to who they are. It's a point to ponder, right? When we're looking over our shoulders at someone else and thinking, well, what about me compared to, it's, as they say in Latin, le boo-boo. That's a mistake. It's a mistake. Hashem is making a unique bris with each of us, even though he's making a bris with the community. We'll see what the upshot is of both of those aspects of bris later on. And therefore, also, on Rosh Hashanah, a person is judged according to what Hashem's expectations and anticipation and aspirations were for him. Why does it say, Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem, today? Mishum shebe'emes b'chol Rosh Hashanah v'yomadim nitzavim kol Yisrael b'zeh ha'ofen. Says in it's even an unbelievable idea that what's being described in the beginning of our Parsha, albeit that it was not Rosh Hashanah then, is a replication of what takes place for us every Rosh Hashanah. Every Rosh Hashanah. In other words, every person stands, on the one hand, alone. Each person is looked at, judged, according to their strengths, their weaknesses, their situation, their nurture, their nature, etc., 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 etc. Of course, their actions. But there's also a din. There's also a person being judged, right? Or the klal is being judged. So both of these are true. Just like we have in Nitzavim, so too also, he says, is the case in every Rosh Hashanah. V'omar kulchem, why does it say kulchem? Because once you've delineated all these different strata, the different strata in the Jewish people, so why is it necessary to go say kulchem? Sha'af agav she'kol echad nidam b'frat lefi mashu odam mikol makom kol echad gorim lahachriya li'kolel im l'shevet im l'chesed. Hashem looks, however, right, at the klal. The person is part of the klal, and that's going to be true in a positive sense, or God forbid, in a negative sense as well. You can't escape your membership of the klal. K'di'isa b'kedushin. The Gemara teaches in Kedushin the person should see himself as though the entire nation, our world, is in the balance on the scales. To call echad machrias atzmo v'skola olam lekav schus ol lekav kov. It could be that the entire world is in the balance right now. Shakul. You know, mechza al mechza, half and half. Both on the side of schus and on the side of, God forbid, of demerit. And one action by one person not only has an effect in terms of that individual, but also has an effect on the klal, because he's a member of the klal. Okay. That's a nice thing to know. It's nice. But before we discuss Hashem's aspirations and expectations concerning us, perhaps we should address a more fundamental question. Okay, now, as we looked at this Netziv, beginning of the Parsha, it's very nice, it's a nice idea. Hashem judges everybody individually, according to their kochos, according to their strengths, according to their weaknesses, according to their situation. In addition, everybody is a member of the klal as a whole, and what happens to the klal has bearing on every individual. That's a lovely idea. But now let's get down to some brass tacks, as it were. Chazal teaches that the tzaddik is judged by his yetzer tov. Chazal say that tzaddik is judged by his yetzer tov. What does that mean? That is to say, his worldview and general direction in life is to be spiritually upwardly mobile. In other words, that's his direction of life, is spiritually upwardly mobile. He's in a good place. That's who he's put in the driver's seat of his persona, the Yetzer Tov. The Rasha, on the other hand, without belaboring the point, is the opposite. His life is governed exclusively by his best for his me, myself, and I. What's best for me, what's convenient for me, etc. I'm not, they might give some fleeting consideration to something else, but that's immediately drowned in the me, myself, and I necessities. The rest of us, known as Beinonim, sort of like parv hot dogs, unflavored tofu. I shouldn't say that, it's not nice. Right? The rest of us, known as Beinonim, in the middle, ride the roller coaster of life. There are some very great people in the Talmud who call themselves Beinonim, so I shouldn't really make fun of it. Okay. But I guess we probably think of ourselves as Beinonim. Whether it's true or not is a separate issue, but I think that's the way we see ourselves. The rest of us, known as Beinon, ride the roller coaster of life, consistently being inconsistent. Right? That's the way we are. One day we're up, one day we're down. One day we're Eve white, one day we're black. The aforementioned aspirations and expectations of the Creator are written for us on a canvas that screams at us, been there, done that, and why bother? I know that right after Yom Kippur, if it takes that long, I'll be back on the roller coaster. That's it. That's it. Back on the roller coaster. Back on the roller coaster. So, it's nice to write about that we're standing, we're being judged as individuals. It's nice to write about how we're a member of the klal, and that has its ramifications as well, which we'll speak more at length later. But how do I get out of the starting blocks? How do I get out of the gate? Because I'm looking at myself and I'm saying, I did this, I've done it before, I've been here before, been there, done that. Who am I fooling? How can I take it seriously? So let's take a look. Later on in our Parsha, it says, Ki ha-mitzvah zos. Perek Lamed Pasuk Gedal. Ki ha-mitzvah zos asher anochim etzavcha hayom lo niflesi mimcha v'lo rechoka hi. It's not this mitzvah that I'm speaking to you, that I'm being mitzavyu, says the Rabbon Shalom. I'm mitzavyu today is neither beyond you, niflace, beyond your capacity, Or nor is it rechoka, distant from you. Lo v'shamayim he. It's not in the shamayim. That would appear to be the explanation of nifleis. Shamayim. Beyond me, I can't go to shamayim. Lemor mi alelana shamayim avikachelana v'yashmeinu osavin asena. Who will go up to the heavens and bring down, bring down this mitzvah for us and teach it to us that we should do it. It's not in the shamayim. But you might have thought it was in Shemayim, but it's not in the Shemayim. Lo me'ever layam. It's on the other side of the sea. Le'mor mi'av arlonu es e'el'ever ayam v'yikachel lonu yashmi'inu osavin asenu. Who will go to the other side of the sea and bring it back for us so we should do it? Now, at least you could get to the other side of the sea. I mean, it may be a lot of fun. It's a big tircha, etc. But at least you get there. To the heavens you can't get to. But even, all this is a mistake, says the Chumash. You might have thought it's beyond you in the heavens. You might have thought that it's really, really distant for you, and it's the other side of the sea. But you're erring. That's a mistake. It is close to you. It is in your mouth and in your heart to do. What's the topic here? So this is a machlokas rishonim. Is it talking about Kol HaTorah Kula, Rashi, etc., all the mitzvos, or is it talking about specifically the mitzvah of tshuva? Says the Ramban, Atam ki amitzah zos al kol haTorah kula. That's the first opinion he brings. That's Rashi's opinion. V'anochon, says the Ramban, ki al kol haTorah ye'omer kol haMitzvah. If we're referring to the Torah in total, then it would refer to as kol haMitzvah, not ki haMitzvah zos. Aval haMitzvah zos al haTshuva haNizkeres. That which you saw earlier, Psukim v'ashivos al vavecha, V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, early in the perek. Mitzvah she'etzav osam la'sos kein, right? The Moshe Ben is commanded to teach the Jewish people they should do tshuva, etc. V'ne'em rebeloshen u'beinoni lirmos v'haftocha ki osir adav liyos kein. And it's said as though this is a de facto taking place. Okay, mitzvah zos, lo v'shamayim, etc. Right? Beforehand it says, v'ashivos elav avech, v'shavta ad Hashem lechecha, kilu, it's talking about the nevuah, is because it is a mitzvah, but it's also informing us that it will take place in the end. It will take place. And, right? Ki im yeah, nidachecha v'kter shamayim, v'ata b'yad ha'amim, right? Even as though you see you're so far away, we're suppressed and oppressed physically, and in some ways, more importantly, spiritually, we've absorbed all the garbage. Isn't it true? Atav yada amim, tuchol lashuv elashem v'lasos k'chol asher anochi mitzavcho hayom. You can return, you can disencumber yourself from all the garbage that you've been carrying on your shoulders, all the societal things, all the amoral moralities, etc., all the social norms and mores, etc., the lack of connection, you could shed the whole thing. It is neither beyond you, nor is it distant from you. You can do it at any time, in any place. And that's why it says, Tam, b'ficho b'vavcha lasoso, vidui, we know there's a mitzvah. Right? So Rambam teaches us that one of the mitzvah befall of tshuva is to be misvada, is to admit verbally what you've done wrong and to commit that you won't go back to it again. Vidui, right? Confession, as they call it in English, etc., and to return with all their hearts to Hashem. Fine. So now, we have two different opinions as to what this pasuk is referring to. Okay, mitzvah zos is referring to Kol HaTorah Kula, or is it referring to tshuva? So first, let's see if it's referring to Kol HaTorah Kula. It says the Medrash Rabbah, okay, mitzvah zos, halacha, odem Yisrael, she'omid likros v'torah, keitzin mavarach, kach shonu chachamim, aposeach, v'chosim v'torah, mavarach, lefanev l'acharah. An interesting medrash right here in the middle. Okay, mitzvah zos. It starts talking about birchas haTorah. Birchas haTorah. What's birchas haTorah? Birchas haTorah that one is mivarech before one reads in the Torah. The first bracha that one reads, one says, before reading from the Torah is Asher Bracha Banami Kol Ami. The bracha that one says after completing the reading of the Torah is Asher Nasan Lanu Torah Emes, V'chai Olam and Tabas Lachinu. The halacha, both given the Torah and Mefarshim, teach us that this first bracha, Asher Bracha Banu, harkens back to Maimir Har Sinai. To remember Maimir Har Sinai. Remember Maimir Har Sinai. Asher Bracha Banu. Right there, the Torah discusses this. Torah, Torah, Yosef discusses this. If you go back to Hilchos Birchas HaTorah in the morning, right? Not by leaning the Torah, but Birchas HaTorah in the morning. The bracha of Asher Bracha Banu relates to Maimir Har Sinai. The bracha that we say after concluding the reading of the Torah in public, etc., is Asher Nasilanu Torah Semes V'Chai Olam Tabas Lachinu. It's talking about Torah Shebaal Peh. So these are the two brachas that are being referred to over here. What does that have to do with the price of eggs? Ke'emitzah zos. The pasuk says, Ke'emitzah zos, asher ani mitzavcha yom l'niflesi mimcha v'lo rechoki. It's not distant, beyond you, nor is it distant from you. Okay, so we're talking about the Torah. We're saying, going to the first parish, according to Rashi's understanding, we're talking about the Torah. Fine, we're talking about the Torah. Now the Medrash decides to discuss, or talking about the Torah, by and by, let's just talk about the brachas you make before and afterwards. There's no other connection. There's no other reason to talk about this all of a sudden. Birchas HaTorah, one before, one afterwards. I mean, it's a true idea, but what does that have to do with this statement of Moshe Rabbeinu now at the end of his life as he's about to take leave of the Jewish people? Ki mitzvah zos ashan chimet tzavcha hayom. What does that have to do with niflais and rechoka? It says it's Fasemis. The Torah is hidden from us. The Torah is beyond us. The Torah we know existed. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah. Tough, kuf ayin dalet doros. 974 generations before the creation of the world. Whatever that means. But it predates. It's the blueprint of the world. It's hidden. It's beyond. Ramban says in his Akdama to his Perish al Chumash that all the Torah are really different combinations of Shemos Hashem. So that's Fasem. It's Rak B'nei Yisrael Nitan Lehem HaKoach V'Reshus B'Ficho B'Vavcho L'Asoso Perish L'Asoso Korov. We have the Torah is close to us. You would think, ostensibly, the Torah is very far from us. It is niflais. It is beyond us. It is rechoka. It is distant from us. And as we have to re-examine, re-evaluate where we are vis-a-vis the Torah. It is not beyond us. It is not distant from us. V'tzorach adam lehachin Atzmo mikodem dvar mitzvah Torah al yedi habracha shemizbonin shemitzivu Hashem izbarach v'shizikos sanu lios dveikim bo ubetoraso. A little bit of thought. What we witnessed at Maimar Sinai. Remember the introductory bracha before the Kriyas HaTorah is Asher Bracha Banu. It talks about Maimar Sinai, an event that was beyond any level of clarity that mankind has ever experienced before and has experienced since. Only when the Geula Asida, only when the final redemption will come, will we have any greater clarity. That was the watershed event in history of clarity. And Hashem said, you're part of it. This Maimer Har Sinai, this Zman Matan Torah Seinu, you're the ones receiving the Torah. So don't say it's distant from you. On the contrary, you should feel complimented. You're part of the process. It is not beyond you. The Torah came down to earth for you. This is what is meant by making the bracha beforehand. Every bracha, and any mitzvah, every time we make a bracha, to be conscious that Hashem has done for us something unbelievable. If He's giving us food, so He's sustaining us. If He's giving us a mitzvah, it's even beyond that. He is giving us an ability to be connected to Him, really to be the representatives of mankind. Attempt to really mamlechas kohanim v'goy kodesh. We're the representatives of mankind. No one else was willing to pick up the baton that had been dropped at the time of creation by Adam HaRishon. But we did pick it up. Atem Goyim Adam. Right? We are the spiritual heirs of Adam. That's the bracha mikodem. What a schus. It's not beyond us. Au contraire, Kodesh Baruch Hu brought the Torah down to the earth and he gave it to us. Perish v'lo niflesi shel yal al da'as ha'odam she'yef shel hasig klal b'toras Hashem. No, you're part of the process. V'lo rechoki, and it's not distant, she'yuchal yishar etzlo he'oras ha'toru mitzvahs la'olam. Rechoka meaning, I did the mitzvah, I learned the Torah, but now it's not shaykh to me anymore. No, because asher nosan lanu Torah's emes v'chaya olam natabas achim, because he implanted, he embedded the Torah inside of us. The Torah remains inside of us. Are we in touch with it? Are we connected with it? Is it maybe only subliminal for us a lot of the time because we've involved ourselves in things that are so, so far away? Perhaps. But it never leaves us. It is not rechoka. It remains with us. V'zeh bracha shalach harei lios nishar etzlo ha'ara. Bracha afterwards is that the aura, the light that's been shed by the engagement in the mitzvah, by the learning of the Torah, should remain with us. Right? You can be misorer. You can awaken yourselves. You make the bracha. Remember, Hashem is giving me this gift. This gift of attachment to eternity. Nishmar. The fichu vav chala soso, and it can remain in your heart afterwards. You can keep the fire burning more brightly, less brightly, but it always remains with you. We're not chopped liver. Practically, this says to us that to always remember that the clarity of Sinai is embedded inside of us. It isn't beyond our capacity to comprehend it, and we're not doomed immediately to lose the connection. Okay. We hear that. We see ourselves as being in a different system from the Torah. We see from something on the outside. We have to remind ourselves. But not on the outside. But all of this is good if we're plugged in. Let's say we're not plugged in. We'd like to re-plug ourselves in. I'm not addressing those who were caught who... I mean, I don't know if there really is anybody who has no interest in being... He just thinks it's impossible. Because a Jew, in his heart of hearts, even the empty Jews are filled with mitzvahs like karimon, like a pomegranate. We are not, right? Sometimes there are people who are not plugged in. And they don't want to bother because they think it's impossible. So let's examine the imagery over the heavens and across the sea. Lo niflesi, rechokehi, over shamayimi, lo me'ever layam. Let's examine if the topic of pasuk is not fulfillment of Torah and mitzvahs in general, but rather specifically tshuva. I dare say that the heavens represent the severity of the damage done. A person sometimes thinks, I can't fix this. It did too much. My relationship with the Creator, why should he want a relationship with me after I've done? If I might as well find something else to do. Of course, that's a mistake because there is nowhere else to go, really. But okay. How can I rectify my debasement of the King? Right? Lo b'shamayim hi. Right? You think, what do you call it? The damage I've done is so far up and so high up, I can't get there to fix it. It's way too high. Way too severe. And that's the other side of the sea. How can I replicate the energy, excitement, and passion that was part of the sin? Sometimes we do averas, we don't usually do them in a power of state. We do them with a lot of vim, vigor, and vitality. We're excited. depending on the Vera, all different types, but we're really into it. And so, how can I supplant that? How can I excise that tumor if I'm not committed to that level of excitement, I'm not committed to that level of energy, I'm not committed to that level of passion for the Torah to displace it? How can it be? Talmud has many examples of people traveling across the sea for a temporal purpose, to make money. Or there's a famous story in the Gemara in Menachos, talks about a person who was saved by his tzitzis. He was going to commit an immoral act with a exquisitely beautiful woman who sold her services in a faraway land. It says he traveled to the islands, across the sea to the islands. In the end, his tzitzis saved him. It's not a discussion at the moment. He saw his tzitzis, remembered that he couldn't do this. In the end, the story ends even well for us who like happy endings in this world. Okay, fine. But how can I cleanse it away? A person says to himself, I was so into it. I was so excited. I was so passionate. I can't supplant that. So what sort of tshuva is it? Says Reb Tzadok, Shafil averus magim at kisei hakavod, ki chsiv mikol kirchol agam esher yidach hacham, ki eitz hara v'shibud malchius inin echad heim, v'zeh sh'omar, v'chol agoyim esher yidach hacha, shafilu pogam b'chetel mitzad kol haklipo shev'olam, haina ad ha-shoresh, a person who has desecrated himself in his connection to the Creator, to his very source, af al pi ken yoel l'cha tshuva shemaga gam ken ad ha-shoresh, Dola tshuva magia ad kisei hakavod. Tshuva reaches the kisei hakavod. How? Befichol vavcha lasoso. Open a pesach the size of a machat, the size of the head of a needle. Reftach lachem pesach kepischol sheulam. You don't have to reach all the way up to heavens. That's beyond you. But open up a small aperture in your heart, in your mouth, through vidui, through a little bit, I'll take you the rest of the way. At warp speed, I'll take you the rest of the way. And so too with the Sha'amar, L'Rechoka, he, Shetachshov, Shurochok lahagia lezeh, Elav rayam agodol hazeh, Umir shiyochol lav v'lichbosh, Shikua godol, so involved in it, so enmeshed in it, in the world of Averis. How can I displace all of this junk that's in my heart? How can I? So the first one is, it's going to deflate you. Don't think that your aver has been defiled so high that you can't possibly reach. Open up your path, your heart. Hashem will take you. But then you say to yourself, but my heart is full of feelings and thoughts, experiences that are all burning inside. How can I replace that? I'm always going to be, as it were, just looking over my shoulder, trying to remember, re-experience the memories. It's not on the other side of the sea that you put so much effort into to get there, to be over whatever aver it happened to be. I can bring you there as well. B'fichol vavcha lasoso. So we shouldn't lose hope and belief in ourselves. Both if this pasuk, either this pasuk is talking about the Torah b'chlal, we have the tools, and if let's say this is talking about tshuva, and we think that we've messed ourselves up so royally that we have no capacity to return. In either case, the Torah tells us, Ki koro v'lecha dov mo b'fichu b'vavcha lasoso. Let's return. Let's return back to what we started off with. Atem nitzavim ayom kulchem lifnei Hashem lechem. Says the the Netziv, that the entry into Bris in this Parsha is parallel to the entry or the standing before Kodesh Baruch Hu every Rosh Hashanah. Every individual stands as an individual. Every individual stands as a member of the Klal. Says the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah kol boi olam ovrim lefanav kevnei maron. Shneamar hayotzer yachad yivam avin kol maaseyim. Continues the Gemara, right? On Rosh Hashanah, all the members of the world, all the denizens of the world, they pass before Kodesh Baruch Hu kevnei maron. We'll see. The Gemara talks about what kevnei maron are. Amar Rav Chanan Rav Yochanan, the kulam niskarim b'skira achas, and they're all seen at one glance. All seen at one glance. It says Rav Nachum by Yitzchak Avanan Nami Tanin. We learned in the Brisa similar Hayotzer Yachad Livam Hamevin El Kol Maaseyim. Right. What does that mean? Kodesh Baruch Hu sees all the hearts together and understands all of their deeds. So first let's address the first part of the Mishnah. So the Gemara gives three choices as to what that refers to. One is the way that we actually include in our davening. Like a shepherd who has his sheep passing before him into the corral. There's actually three different pirushim in the Gemara as to what these b'nei maron are. Are they like the sheep passing before the shepherd into the corral? Are they kimalos bezchoron? Bezmaron, bezchoron. Are they like a narrow mountain path where only one person can pass at a time? Or are they like the soldiers? Right? The moron of the soldiers in David HaMelech's army. Says Hashem Yishmuel, these three ideas represent three ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us. The fact that we are like sheep, the sheep, Chazal say, have one heart for their shepherd. They follow him as a unit. One lave, he leads them to beautiful pastures, etc. Lave, we know we daven together, we can have one heart together. Says Hashem Yishmuel, that's the first question. Hashem looks at us and how much heart, how much feeling do we want to put in our mitzvahs? Again, Rosh Hashanah is a day where we try to reprioritize our lives. We're not saying, we're not doing that. Who do I want to be? What do I want my relationship to be to the Creator? How do I want the world to appear? Really, in my heart of hearts. So Kodesh Baruch Hu peers in and says, how much heart are you willing to give to your mitzvahs? You're just giving lip service now, saying, Zechreinu, l'chaim, melech chofitz v'chaim, v'chaseinu v'sev v'chaim, v'man chalogi v'chaim. Are you mouthing the words? Or do you really want to live attached to me, real life? Really want to live in a world where the world recognizes a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Do you really want that sort of relationship? How much heart are you willing to put into mitzvahs? The other parish of Kemalos Bezchoron or Moron, the narrow mountain path, where only one person can pass, how much thought? Because in the world of intellect, only one person stands alone. Each person stands alone. No two people understand something, comprehend something the same way. That's the narrow mountain path. Only one person at a time. How much thought are you willing to give to Avodas Hashem? How much heart? Like the sheep, have one heart. How much thought? Like the narrow mountain path. And how much kvishas hayetzer, the strength of the soldiers in David's army, that strength. How much strength are you willing to turn inward to say no when you know you've made a choice that's incorrect or about to make a choice that's incorrect? When you're bent about to do the egocentric bidding of Yetzer Hara as opposed to doing the God-centric choice of the truth. Each one is seen as an individual. each one is seen as an individual. Each one is judged. But says, the Gemara says, Kulam b'skir achas, we're all seen together as well. And that Rav Tzadok says, brings a pasuk by the Shunamis, B'socha mi anochi yosheves. Right, the Zohar brings it down, Lagavi Rosh Hashanah, a person should see himself as a member of the Klal. Doesn't mean he can hide in the Klal, but he shouldn't see himself as cut off. It's a bad day, to look around and say, oh, I can't stand the way that guy davens, he davens way too fast, I can't stand the way that guy davens, he davens way too slowly. It's a bad thing to think any time. It's certainly a bad way to think on Rosh Hashanah. So chami anochi yosheves. I sit in the midst of my people. Said the Isha Shonomis. Shlo yem bedugal b'fnei atzlam v'gam divrei chazal v'niskorim b'skira achas. Like the Mishnah says, we're all seen at once. Hu hamtoka l'masha omrav Mishnah k'vnei morom. We each judge, each one of us. How much heart? How much thought? How much reach the yetzer? Hashem sees us together with the klal. If we put ourselves together the klal, He sees it together the klal. If we see ourselves as distinct, right, we're cut off, we're not interested, they can go to the devil. He says, Midas ha-mishpat ulefakeach u-maasek ulecha befrat, asher mikol makom lefishim b'skir achas, mashachose zeh mishah mashlim zeh. If we're all connected to one another, then what might be my deficiency in one area is mushlam, is connected by my being connected to you, and you're better in that area. But you have to really be connected. Rav Pinchas Mipolotsk, right, the Magid Tzedek, says in the Bracha Al HaTzadikim, right, that we say every day in Shemoneh Esrei, three times a day, V'lo Nevosh, right, Sim Kol Kinyan Mehem Le'olam, V'lo Nevosh, May our chilek be with them, the Tzadikim, the Chassidim, etc. V'lo Nevosh, we shouldn't be embarrassed. He says, why would I think I'd be embarrassed? Because Chazal teaches in the Gemara Baba Basra that it is conceivable that one tzaddik will be singed by the exquisite canopy of his friend, and so too vice versa. Says Rav Pinchas Mipolotsk, I can only be singed by the canopy of glory of this person's tzidkis, the fire that comes from the canopy of glory that each tzaddik has, is if I didn't have an ayin tova towards his tzidkis. I didn't appreciate it, I didn't value it enough. I didn't see it with good eye. So then when he's receiving the award, it singes me a little bit. Again, this is not a permanent state, but it is a state that even those who are righteous pass through if they didn't have an ayin tova. But he says, when we say v'simchal kinam ahem le'olam v'lo nevosh, we shouldn't be embarrassed. If we had an ayin tova, then we're not subject to this. And that's the same idea that we're saying over here. If we're connected to one another, aside from our service to Hashem, how much thought, right? How much heart? How much kriyas shema? How much we're willing to say no to ourselves? But are we connected to one another? If we're connected to one another, then one person's excellence can make up for another person's deficiency because they're connected to one heart. One heart. They're connected to one another. Ki'ini ma'ashe b'rosh Hashanah kol echad nidam b'frat l'fisha oz misareres minis ha-malchus. Each person is being judged. Today is the day of the coronation. Midas HaMalchus. And we know, Ein Melech V'lo Am. That means, are we worthy to coronate the king? Because without our coronating the king, there's a deficiency in the Malchus. It's not Malchus. If it's being done just by force, by dictatorship, it's called Memshela. It's not called Malchus. Hashem wants Malchus. We have to give it to him. How worthy are we? The Ein Melech V'lo Am. Uvarom am hadras melech. But the glory of the king is when there is a multitude of people all doing this. That means we have to be connected to one another. Not a million individuals, but a million who become one unit. V'aribu eidei harbe b'nei adam shonim v'nifradim. Like we said before, each one of us different. All doing a different job. All pulling their weight and revealing Hashem's presence in the world. Through the uses of the Torah, to the acceptance of mitzvos, the Ramita ben Yisoyon, right, in their unique nature, nurture, life experience. Each one is unique, each one is a new, unique contribution.
Koma echad bishleima.
Mitzad zeh, he's bonus lefanav bechol. He's bonus lefanav bechol pirtei yitzvrim. Every individual, all as a unit, all as a unit. We shouldn't give up on ourselves, as we said before. Even if we've erred and erred terribly and strayed far, far away, we should know b'fichu b'lovcha lasoso. Oh, I can't replicate that same sort of passion that I had for a life of avera as I do for this. Okay, start. Hashem will help you. You're not going to go from 0 to 60 by yourself. Start. B'fichu b'lovcha lasoso. And remember that we are judged on Rosh Hashanah as individuals, but also as a klal. And this klal, this general principle that ties us all together, is not just to our detriment, that we're responsible for one another if one sins, etc., but also we benefit from one another if we're really deeply attached to one another. So, Be'ez Hashem. We should all be Zocha, Klaus as a whole should be Zocha to Aksiva Chesima Tova. We should see a Shana of Bracha for Klaus, Geula, Yeshua, Hatzlacha, Avas Reim, to value one another. Bezer Hashem. Okay, Chesima Tova.